is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Art for the Masters of None show. With me is Jay.
Yo.
And Mike.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Great, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. Yep. Have we seen each other since? Have we talked to each other since Thanksgiving?
Who fucking cares?
No, because we got a special guest on the show right now. We got the guy who does all of our awesome graphics, Graham Woods. What's up, dude?
Evening, wankers. I'm
okay. What are you, the British Pauly Shore? What
yeah.
was that? What's up, wankers?
All of a sudden, I thought I was in fucking Clockwork Orange.
Try the wine.
It's the British
weasel. One you can understand.
What do you guys call weasels in Britain? Tell everyone what we're doing.
Ferrets.
All right, cool. Well, I just wanted
nice marmot.
Well, first I wanted to introduce our guest, but our topic tonight: Poser's Guide to Being British, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're experts on that
Oi.
Shit. Right.
We're so British it hurts.
Yeah.
Yes.
British by proxy.
Yeah, we kind of are.
Right?
And so we brought the best...
Best Brit we knew.
Yeah, Graham. So there's a lot of pressure on you, dude. You ready for this?
Yeah, bro.
I'm here. I'm ready. I have beer. I have nicotine lozenges. Let's do this.
Nice. What are you drinking?
Lozenges.
Lozenge.
What are you drinking, Graham?
It's going to be a recurring thing. I am drinking a Tolly English Ale in honor of tonight's show.
All right. I got a Blue Point Toxic Sludge.
Blue Point Oktoberfest.
Same October.
Oh, nice.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Graham, we're going to ask you a couple questions and hopefully you can answer them properly. All right?
Yes, because I do speak for the entire United Kingdom.
Yes.
There are many valuable prizes to be won tonight. Not
you
for
didn't
you.
Say it was a fucking quiz.
No, not for you. For us, we have prizes for each other.
Right,
yep. The okay. Golden lozenge. British stereotypes, man. Which ones are real and which ones are dead wrong, man? I mean, of course, you probably see us in the movies making fun of you guys here and there. But like, what's some of the ones that are totally just out there?
They're all wrong. They're all bullshit. They're all wrong.
Really?
Yeah, every single one. They're all wrong. We're not all sort of posh and rich. We're not. All white. We do have black and Asian people in the country.
We do have darkies.
Don't. No, I get nervous around racism.
Oh boy, you better hang up now.
we don't all worship the royal family. Some of us actively hate them. The food is good; it doesn't suck. And my wife wanted me to point out that some of us have nice teeth as well.
How many hands?
Yeah, how many teeth can you count? Good teeth.
She has four brilliant teeth.
Fortunately, they're all molars, so you really can't see any of them.
They're in a glass on my desk. Is there a particular stereotype you had in mind that you wanted me to sort of challenge or confirm or deny?
The teeth one you got right at the right of the park.
I was going to say, we get free dental care, so why would we have bad teeth?
Good question.
It's a weird myth that proliferates, I don't know why.
Probably the same reason that only 80,000 people in our whole country have signed up for Obamacare.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Right, guys? Probably because you keep sucking on lozenges.
So, here's the weird thing. This is the poser's guide to being British, but why would anyone want to pretend to be British? First of all, it's hard to do unless... I mean, the accent right away is going to... Nobody can actually pretend to be British unless you're, like, Australian.
Yeah, Graham can't even
like
do it right.
Who would you say has the... Who's the best American who's done a British accent in any sort of film? Like, who could actually pass it off that actually sounds... That does a great accent. It could fool somebody.
The first one that springs to mind is Bridget Jones' Diary. Renee Zellweger in Bridget Jones' Diary. She pulls that off perfectly.
Hmm.
But that is one specific quite posh, well-off London accent. I'm from the Midlands. I have a Birmingham accent. Sarah, who's a listener, who I've heard call in before, she's a Londoner, but has a more Londoner regional accent. To do a British accent, you've got to pick which part of Britain you're going to do, or you'll instantly be spotted as a faker.
I thought Renee Zellweger was particularly good when she says, "You add me a hello!"
So you fuckers think we all sound like Dick Van Dyke. We don't.
Speaking of which, Carrie Underwood did a great British accent in Sound of Music Live. Did you guys watch that?
No.
Oh, no, she didn't at all. She didn't even try. Zero.
What's up, y'all?
What's up? You guys got some Nazis around here? Whatever, y'all.
Because, dude, it was like, so you had some people doing a German accent, some people doing British accents, and then her just talking like a Southern California, like, Valley Girl. Like, totally ridiculous. Didn't make outsies. Any fucking sense. Yeah. She's like, "Listen, Frau, all right?
Listen, Frau."
Fucking ridiculous.
You guys do a British accent better than Brits do American accents.
Can you do let me hear your American accent.
Yes. Can you do American? Go ahead.
No, hang on. I need to clarify. Not you people personally.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, mean you.
You're professional actors.
Let's hear your American accent.
I can't do one. I'm not even going to try.
Try it, dude. Come on.
Try one.
I can't do one.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Keep going. Keep talking. Let me just unzip my pants.
I'm not doing that. So yeah, you. We lost out.
That was good.
Lozenge.
Lozenge.
Yeah, what I was saying, American actors pull off a British accent better than British actors pulling off an American one. We can spot it when it's a British actor in an American show from a mile off. You can just see straight through it.
Really? Like Christian Bale? You know Christian? Like, you can.
Oh, yeah. Rubbish American accent. Hugh Laurie in House. Rubbish American accent.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know. Most Americans did not know he was British. But you guys can tell, though, right away.
You can tell right away, huh?
Tell straight away he's a Brit. It's painful.
Farpun in the chat room says James Marsters. Is he doing a Brit doing an American, or is that vice versa?
Spike from Buffy?
Oh, James Marsters. Is he? I don't even know if he's English or American.
Didn't he play Cyclops?
I'm too old for Buffy.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to just pick up little things. Use them later.
No, it's nice. It's fine. It's fine.
Should we shout out the people in the chat room? Because we are doing this live tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All three
Sarah,
of them.
Sarah, Ed. What is that? Four pun?
Farpun.
Farpun.
Big Pun's brother.
Kevin B.
JT.
JT. Wooden Rich.
Fish.
Wooden Fish. And Rich. Hi, Rich.
Fish and Rich.
Rich, something happened with your. Oh, God. Something happened with your thing, bro. Couldn't sign in. Sorry. So we're doing this two ways. Anyway, the accents, the teeth, that's the big stereotype. Another big stereotype, I think, is your food. Apparently, your food is fucking terrible.
No, yeah, you said it's good.
Again, it's a lazy joke. Bill,
how lazy is it?
Boiled pizza and stuff, didn't he?
So lazy.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah?
I live in the Midlands. There's a massive Indian community around here. You get the best Indian food in the world.
Donkeys.
You hit Birmingham, which is the biggest city near me.
Yeah.
There are.
Why don't you brag about it, bro?
I'm just saying it's. Yeah.
How far are you guys away from the Shire?
Yeah,
that's what we all want to know.
Let's get into this.
What, you want me to explain the geography of Britain now for you?
What does Midlands mean? Just middle of the country?
Middle Earth.
Fuck's sake. Right. Imagine
this is going to be an hour of us busting his balls
and going to Mordor on holiday.
It's older than bloody hell.
Yeah, there's bloody elves coming around here being all racist.
They all Google whacked me.
Google whacked me. What the fuck?
I live about 5 miles from where Tolkien works, so that's not
really
miles off. Yeah, what? Really.
Tolkien's alive.
Yeah,
is he?
I guess.
He said he lived 5 miles away where talking works.
Tolkien.
Tolkien
clearly isn't working.
Yeah.
He's just talking about the one talkie in the building.
Yeah, I was going to say he lives 5 miles away from Sarah.
The Tolkien.
Yeah. Oh, God. The Tolkien. I live.
You just got that.
Yeah, I just got it right now. I'm right here. Woo.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this thing on?
Are we all at the same page now?
I think we're good. All right. What else you got, Art? You got more topics. What do we got here? This is a while.
Cricket sucks or rules?
Yeah. What's up with cricket?
Sucks.
It sucks? It takes like 4 days to play, right?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and nobody understands the rules.
Nobody.
Not even the players. They
not even Jeff Cricket?
It's like baseball with no outs.
What's a googly?
Yeah, what's a googly?
That was a wicked googly.
The vocabulary, the rules, the uniforms, they make that up on the day. There are no rules.
Why do they wear karate uniforms and there's no kicking whatsoever?
Why do they wear gis?
Sorry, I missed.
Why do they wear karate uniforms?
Karate.
Why do they wear...
Oh, excuse me. Karate.
Yeah. It's called cricket whites.
Cricket whites.
That's what they call cricket whites.
So I'm assuming there's no sliding in cricket.
Yeah, there's lots of it, but we're fucking idiots.
Is there crying in cricket? There's no crying in cricket.
But the main thing is they have started giving the teams colours. But yeah, traditionally it's always been cricket whites. It's a stupid historic thing, but now they're giving colours so you know which team's which. Before, both teams wore the same uniform, so it's...
Do they do the whites versus the colours now?
No, they do colours versus colours.
Really?
We read it.
Black on black crime?
Comfortable around racism.
Oh, you... I told you to get off then. Shit.
Is it true that hoods were removed as a necessary part of the uniform in 1963?
Yes. That's absolutely true. I knew this.
What's something you could say to make someone believe that you know something about cricket?
Yeah. What's like, a good cricket term?
See that great googly last night? Something like that?
No, that's not good. You need to start throwing lots of numbers around, like saying, oh, Warwickshire were 264 for six. If you lay that on them, you'll get away with it.
I don't understand a word you just said, but
That was fast.
Do people get paid like soccer? Oh, actually, football. You know, you guys call it football over there. Do they get paid like that or no? Athletes?
Cricket players get a lot of money if they go abroad and play in places like India and stuff like that. There's no money in it in this country. It's not a massive spectator sport. It's not a huge kind of TV deal. We're not that massively into it. It's popular, but not so. The money's made abroad. In Australia and India and stuff like that. That's where the money is for cricket. The football players in this country, the rich guys.
What's the second most popular sport after the old footy?
Footy.
Drowning black people.
You seem plenty comfortable around racism.
Why are you stealing our jokes?
You'll edit that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say I did it. I just said it was popular.
Right.
You'll edit that.
You'll edit that, right? Nice. Nice.
Seriously, what's the second most popular sport?
Probably rugby.
Rugby, then cricket?
Yeah, I would say football, rugby, cricket, some other...
Tea.
Yeah, minor sports. Yeah, tea drinking, scone tossing.
Scone tossing.
Is that going to be in the Olympics when you guys get it?
Yeah. What do you mean when? We had it last year.
What's all this then with wrestling? Out, scone tossing, in.
Only raspberry.
Jay just proved something I've always known.
What's that?
Not a single American watched the Olympics last year. You don't even watch it when it's not in your country, do you?
Oh, no. You guys did? You had it already?
We don't give a fuck. That was the next one. You know who gives a fuck about Olympics? Old people.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody watches it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, the London Olympics happened already?
Yeah, it did.
That's last year. Was it?
London,
yeah.
London 2012.
I thought it was the summer coming up.
That was 2012.
I totally missed it.
I was sick that day.
I seriously thought it was next year.
Oh, no.
No, the Winter Olympics in Japan?
Oh, whatever.
Korea? North Korea? I don't know.
That's close by you, right, Graham?
Yeah, you there, right?
It's the same spot.
North
same
Korea.
Place.
Yes.
Next door.
Alligator, crocodile, whatever.
James Marsters was an American or does a British accent?
All right.
Thank you.
Speaking of sports and football, for our football, Mike now works with the Giants and the Jets. And even though he loves football, you know, Mike would say, like, yeah, I'm done with, like, these overzealous fans. But, you know, we think that we're diehard fans. But football fans, for you guys, man, there's mobs. People are dying in the streets, right? I mean, it goes all out, right?
Oh, yeah, we kill each other. It's horrendous.
Why is that?
I'll tell you what's... Why? Because we're poor, working class, and there's nothing to do in this fucking country.
Come on. There's all kinds of shit to do.
You have Middle Earth. Come on.
Yeah, you got castles.
It's weird. There's you get very intense local rivalries here, which I'm sure you get there as well. But we've got two big football teams near here called Birmingham City and Aston Villa. Those teams have been established for like 150 years, and they've hated each other since their inception. You get local derbies, and when those two sets of fans get together, it gets very tribal. It gets very ugly. They're setting fire to each other's buses.
Do families take their kids to that or no?
Yeah, they do. I mean, the hooliganism stuff, the fighting, all that stuff was much bigger in the 80s.
Okay.
That's when there were literally battles on the pitch and Molotov cocktails being tossed around. Now,
Jesus,
not so bad. Yeah, now they play.
Is it like football around here where they stop selling Molotov cocktails after the third quarter?
Yeah, there's a cut-off period.
Okay, good.
The violence with football now, it's a bit more organized. There's usually a hardcore of 20 or 30 guys who are in a crew, and they'll arrange to meet up at a car park somewhere, then fight, then go and watch the football.
Again, being that this is the Poser's Guide, give us a good... What's the good soccer team to root for? That like
the
football
Yankees.
Team? Yeah, but not Man U, because I know Man U's like... equally loved and equally hated. Give me like the next, like the underdog team that everybody loves rooting for.
Hang on, doesn't Ed support Man U?
I don't know, maybe. But that's cool, and that's fine if they. It's fine if you do. They're equally loved and hated. I want that one team, like here. You know, here a good example of that would be the Chicago Cubs. They haven't won since the 1920s. You know, or I'm sorry, not before that even. They've 1908 they won? Yeah, 1908 was the last time the Cubs won the World Series, yet they're like the lovable losers. Like, what team is that for you, for soccer?
It would be my local team, probably the Aston Villa or West Bromwich Albion. Tom Hanks actually supports Aston Villa.
Tom Hanks supports Aston Villa.
Yeah, he did a propaganda to me. In Birmingham near me, and he went to a match as a guest, and he said in a couple of interviews since that he always now follows Aston Villa. So that's a good niche team for you to follow, and there's a nice local link for me. So yeah, Aston Villa.
And okay. It sounds obscure enough to where nobody would know.
Right, yeah. Aston Villa is a good one.
Who's their best guy?
Yeah, who's their best guy in Aston Villa?
Tito Sanchez?
Tito Santana?
I have no idea.
Johnny Biscuit Cuffs?
Albert Top Hattington.
Yes.
Stephen Paddington Bear. Albert Top Hattington. Fucking genius.
Almost beats my Johnny
Biscuit. I'm not a massive sports guy, but you can't help but know a little bit about football living in this country. But yeah, I couldn't name you a single player. Sorry.
When's the last time that Aston, what are they? Aston Martin? What is it?
Aston Villa. They won the European Championship in 1972.
1972 was the last time that Aston Kutcher won. What is it?
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa, sorry. All right, last time they won was 1972. Anybody win like later than that? Like
Aston Villa.
Earlier? Farpun says Giles Penny Farthing. He plays for Aston Villa.
Kevin B in the chat says, when's the next Triwizard tournament?
there's bigger, more successful teams that have won shitloads of stuff, but you wanted a scrappy underdog and you don't. Yeah. Fuck Man U.
Aston Villa.
What's your take on David Beckham? Do people hate him?
I'm glad you've got him. Keep him.
Keep him? He's just like a fucking asshole for you guys?
No, he can't seem to make his mind up whether he's a sportsman, a model, an actor, a fucking coat hanger. The guy doesn't seem to know what to do with himself. He was a
Graham. Around here, we like to call that a Renaissance man, a master of none, if anything.
No, he's he just doesn't seem to know what to do with himself. We don't like and he's a social climber as well. He was a working class boy, and he's got a lot of money. So there's some jealousy and some petty bitterness going there as well.
Graham, are you secretly David Beckham? Because Ed thinks so. Ed thinks you sound like
Irish
David Beckham.
The chat room says you sound like David Beckham.
Like.
Sarah's like, no, he doesn't.
Okay, we're gonna have a YouTube fight right now. Right now. No, he doesn't. You're a fag.
Sarah sounds more like Beckham than I do.
Nice. That's a good one. All right, let's get to more on your list, man. You got some good ones here.
All right, yeah, music, man. I mean, I think you guys were...
Have you guys ever had a successful band come over here from your country? Just any, just name one.
There was this popular beat combo in the 60s. I think they were called the Rolling Beatles.
60s schmixties. That was past the time that Aston Cooper won.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, come on, bro.
No, I was going to say, with the music thing, you guys seem to have some romantic notion that we invented pop music. We didn't. We nicked everything from you and then sold it back to you. The Beatles...
Originally stole... from America?
Yeah, the Beatles stole all the pop music that you guys had.
They stole the Motown. Shit.
What pop music stuff. We had? We didn't have shit back then.
We didn't have NSYNC.
They stole our black music, you guys.
Everybody stole from the blacks.
Elvis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The Stones were a prime example. Junior high. Stones came over there, stole all the rhythm and blues stuff.
Yeah.
And then sold it back to you. Same with punk. People think punk was invented in this country.
No, the Ramones.
We just stole it and sold it back.
Really?
I think the only kind of music we can really legitimately lay claim to is heavy metal, but the world's not going to thank us for that.
I will.
Yeah. Well, this is where I live.
But...
Not right now.
Middle Earth. It's the home of metal.
Yeah.
It's about 10 miles from where I was born.
Who's the band who started metal?
Who's the band? Yeah. That's a good one.
The guy that laughs after the Christmas music?
Yeah, Black Sabbath are the fathers of metal.
That's what started it all, sir.
That was Richard Pennyfarthing.
Yep. So Black Sabbath started metal, in your opinion?
Oh, it's not my opinion. That's fact.
That's fact. That's straight up fact. If we go on Wikipedia, we will find out.
Wankipedia.
Yeah, Wankipedia, right? Come on, guys.
Am I right?
Yeah, come on.
Wow! Metal.
Metal.
Yeah, Black Sabbath invented heavy metal in 1970.
Nice.
Really? Okay, that's a good poser. That's a good poser thing to say.
That is. But you another thing is you just blew British. My mind with everybody. Because for me, like, I think of Beatles, Rolling Stones, and all that. But you just said, like, no, you guys stole it from us and then brought it back. That's crazy. Because I don't know how you guys feel, Jay and Mike, but I feel like rock and roll was kind of maybe from both parts. But I mean, the Beatles, Rolling Stones. Heavily influenced the artists here, so that's why I kind of said that.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All I know is rock and roll ain't noise pollution art.
It's true.
Good question
John
in the chat room.
John Lennon wouldn't have picked up a guitar with that Buddy Holly.
Kevin B in the chat room wants to know, is Monty Python as popular with real British people as we Americans think it is?
No, we're over it, man.
What about the reunion tour?
Yeah, come on. That fucking one, reunion show sold out in about 35 seconds. Don't give me that shit. No,
yeah,
too.
That one reunion show sold out to a bunch of rich media types in London. We all moved on from Monty Python. There's been funnier and better stuff since.
So it sold out for like it sold out in like 35 seconds, so much so that they had to add like 4 dates.
Oh, right.
Yes. Snap.
Oh, shit.
Bring it up on this,
you
bro.
You just got Google whacked or
yep.
something like that. What?
Listen, they are like the elder statesmen of British comedy, and we all love them. But we don't... We let go of stuff. We move on.
All right. So who you guys moved on to right now? Then?
Yeah. Who's your comedy group?
So
now?
If we went over, like, if people were, you know, hanging
the Boosh.
Out. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah,
Simon Pegg.
Boosh, massive, and you know you can't deny Python's influence on people like the Boosh. We're not so much into the groups and the that kind of sketch comedy that really took off over there so much. It's weird. To be fair, I'm more of an American comedy fan.
Yeah. But
big comics over here is, you know, Eddie Izzard. Again, he owes a debt to Python. Guys mm-hmm. like Russ Noble, Sean Locke, Dylan Moran, who's Irish. So this is the
Writing
wrong show
down.
To mention
These are
him.
Good names to drop.
These are good names to drop. Drop those names again, brother. Mm. Drop those names again. Drop them like they're hot.
You know Eddie Izzard, obviously.
No, Eddie Izzard, yes. But I got to call him Eddie Izzard. Sorry. Izzard. Karate. My fault.
Eddie Izzard, yeah. Russ Noble.
Speaking of Izzard...
Russ or Ross?
Russ or Ross?
Ross.
Yeah.
Ross. Speak English for
Christ's R-O-S-S.
Sake. Ross.
Ross.
What was Snowball. The villain's name in the Amazing Spider-Man movie then?
Go.
What, the new one?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, the Lizard.
He's not the Lizard?
The Lizard, yes.
Zing.
Yeah, guess what?
All right.
Spider-Man and the Lizard both played by Brits.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Fun fact. Yeah.
Guess what? James Bond. Could
you smell their accents a mile away in that movie?
Yep.
Can you also smell what The Rock is cooking?
I did a little list earlier, right? Just on the subject of superheroes.
Do it.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Magneto, Professor X, Doc Ock, Lizard, Commissioner Gordon, Bane, Ra's al Ghul, all Brits.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
In the comics?
They
or
fuck, in no, actors? In the movies. They fucking own like, our goddamn superheroes.
Isn't Christian Bale Welsh?
Does that count? Do you no, count Welsh?
I'm still Brit.
Oh, yeah, that's
Britain.
A good that's a good question. What the fuck's the United Kingdom?
To work out who's who?
No, yeah. No, don't worry about it. We don't care that much. What what is the difference between the United Kingdom and England? What does the United Kingdom consist of? That's an important thing to know, right?
I knew you were going to do this, right?
All right, wait. So wait. Before you start, you have
history
a little
bit time, boys and girls.
Ready? History time. Here's a little bit of bed music for you. Go.
Right. The United Kingdom is made up of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
I'm distracted by all these bosoms.
Okay, and then what?
That's it.
Say it one more time. Northern Ireland, England, Wales.
Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales.
Okay.
And next year, Scotland are voting whether to go independent, so the United Kingdom will lose Scotland next year as well.
All right.
I can't hear you.
They're gonna just saw it off and float it up into the sea. Yeah, and where Ed lives is Southern Ireland. That is not part of the United Kingdom.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know you controlled that before you went, so you didn't get killed.
What the hell is that?
I loved Southern. Yeah, right. Exactly. We went to the yes. We went to Pussy Ireland, is like I like to call it. Right, Ed?
Where people
they don't even
surf.
Have snakes there. Yeah.
They don't even have snakes there. They don't
it's
have
St.
snakes.
Patrick.
All right, do you call snakes? Do you call black people snakes like we call them Canadians?
St. Patrick got rid of the black people. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that is. It was a euphemism for the whole thing.
But you came over to Scotland as well, didn't you, Mike?
I did, briefly. Just for a day. It was great. It was awesome. It's fucking gorgeous, man. Scotland's amazing.
But all those parts of the United Kingdom have very distinct national identities and get very, very upset if you refer to a Welsh guy as English or a Scottish guy as British even. They'll get very defensive and upset.
Right, it's like calling a Cuban Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like, you don't know
or
that.
Or calling
way,
you guys Canadian.
Those are different.
Right.
I'm Canadian.
I think.
Yeah, no, you are.
I don't think we give a shit, to be honest with you. Like, if you called us, oh, you're Americans, you guys sound like you're from Mexico. Like, we wouldn't give. I don't know if we're even offended by that shit. I don't know.
Because yeah. We're so used to being
not everyone's
the best.
Hung up on it. I couldn't give a fuck either way, but some Welsh Excuse people me. Would unscrew your head if you called them English.
True.
So, do all the UK countries hate each other?
There's rivalry until someone picks on us, and then we all get together and yeah, we'll kick the shit out of France.
So let's say you're in a bar, right, and you're trying to impress a girl, and she says, "Oh, you're from England, where? Or you're from Wales, mm-hmm. where?" And you want to give like again, you don't want to say, "Oh, I'm from London," because everybody fucking says they're from London. Like, who gives
yeah,
a shit?
Yeah, that's lazy. Yeah,
yeah, that's very lazy. So give me like a good English, give me a good town in England or a city in England that's like. Kind of known, but only if you were really up on your
Christian
geography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you. But you're going to have to pick Birmingham, where I'm from, which is the second biggest city, or somewhere like Manchester or Liverpool.
Manchester.
Those big towns.
Okay. Liverpool, everybody knows because, again, of the Beatles. Let's go something a little more obscure.
I like Leeds.
I like Leeds. Leeds is a good one. That's a good one to say.
Sheffield. That's another good one.
Sheffield.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Home of
that's
Gary.
Where, do you know the actor Sean Bean? He played Boromir.
Yeah.
In the Lord of the Rings movies.
I absolutely know Sean Bean, personally.
Yeah, I think he's in Game of Thrones as
Mike
well.
Mike sends him dick pics.
Yes, Sean Bean, he got killed. He was Stark.
Tony Stark.
He got killed the first season. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Well, he's from Sheffield.
Cool, Sheffield, nice.
So yeah, you can have that one, Sheffield.
Sheffield's a good one. Now, is that a suburb of something? Can you say that?
Like no, it's a big city, it's in city. Yorkshire.
Ooh.
Oh, the Shire.
Yorkshire
That's
or Yorkshire?
Where the
Do you say Yorkshire or Yorkshire?
No, we'll say Yorkshire. Yeah.
Boston.
You say Yorkshire.
Awesome.
I'm trying to enunciate for you guys.
Yeah, do it. Say how you would say it.
It's like Worcester.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. So if I said, yeah, I'm from Sheffield in Yorkshire. That works?
Yeah, what then would happen is they'd say what, South Yorkshire or North Yorkshire or East Yorkshire?
West Side.
Where Sheffield is? Sheffield's obviously
Yorkshire. Where the
well,
comes from.
Gary Sheffield was a left-handed hitter, so I'm going to say West Side.
Nice.
No, Sheffield's South Yorkshire.
Okay, so yes, South got South it. South. So he would swing from south to north. Got it. South. Gary Sheffield, perfect.
So like Southie?
I would say Yorkshire, right next to the Pudding Factory.
Yeah, black and white.
Mm. But Yorkshire's also in the north. There's a big north-south divide here as well.
North-south.
Get your head around.
You guys are fucking confusing. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's all the direction.
South is where all the south is where everyone rich lives and the sun shines, and the north is where everyone is kind of toothless and...
England and New England have one thing in common. They just like they're hell bent on directions. Can't get there from here. Yeah, what you gotta do is take the 95 and get.
You saw it to a dwell of 95.
Coming out. Of the
we will talk directions or the weather for fucking hours.
Yeah, perfect.
So people saying everyone just basically hates England. All the other countries hate England.
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, because we're in charge. Mm-mm.
Are you really? Is there like a capital of the UK? How does that work?
It's London.
London is like the official capital of the whole United Kingdom?
Yeah, that's where the parliament, the government, that sits in London. Wales has its Welsh parliament. There's a Northern Irish assembly and there's the Scottish parliament as well. But that's just kind of because we let them have a go.
But it all comes together in England. London rules it all. There's all one government for the whole UK.
London's in charge.
Ed has a very good question. Ed has a very good question for you. How do you pronounce Worcestershire sauce? That stuff that you put on... What is it?
Right, you ready?
Ketchup.
I'm going to type it phonetically into the chat room.
Is it ketchup?
All right, do it. And then how do you say it?
You say wuss, as in Mike's a wuss.
Oh!
Whoa, fighting words. Zing.
Google smack.
Google.
Worcester.
Worcester.
Shire, as in Shia LaBeouf's the worst fucking actor in the world.
Worcestershire. Oh, that's hard.
Or if you depending on where you are, you can say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Yeah.
Worcestershire.
Now, do you guys just wear fog jackets?
What the fuck's a fog jacket?
A London fog jacket.
Does sound like something you'd wear, honestly.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Okay. Worcestershire. Got it.
Tell us about the wooden fish thing in your school.
Yeah, what's
this
a wooden
interesting.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about this.
The show started.
This is a good line to throw out.
Yeah, totally.
I guarantee Sarah knows what I'm talking about. At school,
name dropper.
When we were very small in a music class, if you weren't to be trusted around the proper musical instruments with strings and buttons and things, you'd be given this wooden fish and you would rub it with a stick to make a noise.
Oh, a fucking clavichord or whatever.
Clavicle.
What do they call them?
I don't know, but it sounds like it would give you 7 years of good luck.
Yeah, the ones that you go...
No.
Rhythm sticks.
Yeah, that's it.
Rhythm
that's
sticks.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you also get like 7 years of good luck? It sounds like something that would happen. Would there be one kid just like designated to break a mirror at a certain time at the end of the song?
I'm glad Ed got that. Thanks.
So you get a... you suck. Okay, so a wooden fish was just... So what was the saying that he said, though, with the wooden fish? What did he say? I missed it.
Google smack a wooden fish with a wanker.
Is that what he said?
No, I told you about Google Wax.
What is a Google Wax?
British comic called Dave Gorman.
I know Dave.
Worked out that you could put two random words into Google, and if you didn't get any hits, it was called a Google Wax. Because most of the time, if you put any two random words into Google, you'll at least get some weird Japanese porn.
Yeah, always. Abraham Lincoln, fucking hentai. Done.
Rule 34 every time.
Mm-hmm.
But he did establish that there were certain things you could put in that got no results. And
like
if
what?
You found one, it was called a Google Whack.
Like English and teeth?
Google Wax. All right, I thought Google Wax was something Google puts on a surfboard.
Ed's just quoted another
that.
Brilliant.
That was fucking Mike. Terrible.
Nice.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, so Google Wack is something you can put in this, into Google that shows no results.
No, one result.
One result.
No, I think it's no results. You'll have to Google it, for fuck's sake.
Put in
Google Wax? Isn't that some kind of like fucking Inception shit?
You might break the internet.
Yeah.
If you Google it, you break the internet.
Google wooden fish.
I can't.
Hang on. Yeah, Google Whack.
Google Whack.
Dave Gorman.
So you Google Whack a wooden fish?
Yes.
Wooden fish is not in Google?
No. Can we move on?
Yeah, why is everybody in Parliament yelling at each other?
Yeah.
I missed that. Say that again, huh?
Why does everyone always say, harumph? What's the origin of that?
In Parliament, it seems like everybody is yelling at each other. What's the deal? Do you guys get any shit done?
Yeah.
No, that's just because it's fun.
That was a terrible explanation.
All right, next question then. All right, it's fun. All right, cool.
No. I want to hear.
No, it's fun.
I know.
It is fun, but basically what it is, our parliament started, right, in 1215, and that's the year, not the time. So it's old. It's been established for a long, 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 long time, and it's basically posh people, rich people, versus not so rich people. It's a class thing. So you got one side who is jealous of the other side, and you got one side who hates the other side and just wants to exploit them. And that's the kind of two political parties you've got. They kind of basically fall into right and left, but not so. It's a class thing.
What's with all the Whigs?
What's all the Whigs?
It's just the Whigs. That's the House of Lords. We've got two houses. We've got House of Commons and the House of Lords.
Which is stronger?
Yeah, did they beat up the House of Stark? Is that why Ed Bean died?
House
or whatever?
Of Commons is elected, so that's the ones where we have local elections and we elect an MP. It's like a representative, and they go to the House of Commons and do their stuff there. The House of Lords, they get their place in the House of Lords by inheriting it from their father, usually, or they're a bishop, or they've just got a lot of cash and they've got what's called a peerage, and they're not elected, but they still have a lot of influence. Yeah, it sounds fucking ridiculous when you actually pick it apart.
It does. Sure. All right, does. Let's go.
It really did sound ridiculous. You're right.
It really did. Next topic.
There was actually zero comedy in British politics. I'm sorry.
We just added some.
Yeah, we got it. Don't worry about it.
Speaking of politics, what does a queen actually do?
Yeah, what does the queen do?
Fuck all.
Fuck all
she
of them?
Fuck holes?
Wow, she's a fucking... She is a porn queen, then. Let's go into it. How many people does she fuck?
The queen waves at American tourists. That's what she does.
Really?
She didn't wave at me when I was there. I feel gypped now.
Yeah, right?
Well, she doesn't... She's a figurehead. She hasn't really got any power other than that which we pretend she has. We've had...
Do you guys care about, the royal family at all, or no?
No, fuck them. There's this kind of small pocket of people who are, I suppose what you'd call chavs, trash.
That's your wiggers, right?
Kind of worship them.
Chavs are your version of wiggers.
Yeah, is that right?
Chavs are what? Sorry.
Your version of wiggers.
Wiggers.
Yeah.
We're hovering around racism again. I'm not going there.
Hovering chavs. White. We're still talking about white people. So
like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, like Vanilla Ice, like art.
Yeah.
White people act black, you know, sideways hats, Air Jordans.
Yeah.
Oversized shorts, that right. sort of thing.
Oh, Sarah's got my back in the chat room. Sarah's trying to rescue me. Now, chavs are people, not necessarily that they haven't got a lot of money, but they usually haven't. They're usually on kind of welfare, social benefits. They live in shitty houses. They've got nothing to do except watch massive TVs that they still haven't paid for. And so, those people read the tabloids and worship the royal family.
So they're like new age. They're like new age serfs for you guys.
Yeah, serfs and peasants.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm throwing out fucking middle age terms.
Now, do you guys miss the feudal system or no?
Yeah, do you miss that?
Personally, I don't know. I wasn't there for the first time around. So.
Do you miss living outside of the walls?
Yeah. Do you still enjoy oppressing people?
That's what I miss most. It's the mud.
What exactly is a Briton?
Is it what? A brick?
A Briton.
A Briton.
What's a Briton?
What's a Brit? A Briton.
As in Briton.
Yeah. Tain.
We're all Britons.
Unity.
Look, I'm putting something in the chat room. Brighton. That's an old kind of archaic term for someone who comes from Britain, which is Britain.
Oh.
So Monty Python was all wrong.
Yeah.
It's Brighton.
Everybody's spelling everything wrong. It's fucking bullshit.
But you still pronounce it as in Britain.
Oh, you do.
Britain.
What's a Brit?
You're married, Graham, right?
I am.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. How long have you been married?
Don't tell his wife.
14 years in February.
Have you ever been to the States when you were single?
I've never been to the States.
You've never been to the States.
What'd you think?
Nice.
I plan to, but I haven't yet.
All right, so let's think about this. From what you know about American women, right?
If you were to think you would A, get fucked a lot.
Yes.
If B, you were to get fucked a good amount.
If you were to
or
come
C,
over here,
get fucked silly. Or D, silly. All of the above.
Silly.
Did you put Danger Mouse in that one? What?
If you were to come over here, right, and you were single, what would be the lines that you would tell a girl?
I'd say, do you know where Shannon Tweed lives?
Call back.
Why? Get it.
You do listen.
Yay.
I just thought I'd let you know I do listen. I don't know, because as far as I understand, as soon as a British person opens their mouth in America, female underwear disappears.
Mm-hmm. Evaporates.
So I've heard.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't matter what we say. Just ask for directions. We'll get action. That's what I've been led to believe.
If you're going to sport a British accent, you have to sport the type of British accent that Graham has. You can't have that, hello! You can't
What's that one called?
Yeah.
Annoying?
That's Cockney.
Yeah, Cockney. I love that.
I do kind of like that. Is that like your redneck? Is that like the redneck version of
Southern?
Yeah, British people?
No, not really. Rednecks, our equivalent of rednecks over here would be people who live in the rural parts, sort of country yokel type guys.
So the hobbits in the Shire.
How does their accent go?
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk like farmers. They talk like that all the time.
Oh.
Oh, dead at a toim.
Irish.
At a toim. Oh, all right. Got it, Ed.
Have you ever seen Little Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vicky Pollard, the character, the gross sort of woman with the blonde hair.
Oh, perfect. That's terrible.
I love the Cockney. It's hilarious.
She has a Bristol accent. That's kind of
so Bristol. So Bristol is like our Alabama.
Oh yeah, Bristol's a shithole.
Yeah.
Nice. All so right. What's Cockney? That's like way northern England.
Put a pin in Bristol.
How do you say "roll tide" in English?
Bristol's in the south.
Bristol's in the south. There you go. Perfect. Alabama's south in the west. South. Coincidence?
He's asking me to do the Bristol voice again.
Yeah, do it one more time.
Well, I ain't going to do Bristol voice again.
The fireman. Is that what you said? Something like that?
What you said? Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to do the Bristol voice again.
Oh, okay.
You sound like Michael Caine there for a second.
You did. Right.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. In the Batman movies. The real
you guys have a tin ear for accents.
We really do.
Yeah.
It's our specialty.
It's weird because most people over here can tell where in America when someone's from when we hear an American accent, but you guys cannot pick out our regional accents at all.
No.
I could tell Cockney, and other than that, they're all the same.
You can definitely tell the cock.
I mean, I can tell an East Coast cock. American from West Coast and the Southerner, but I can't get any more specific than that. But
yeah. Speaking of drops out of context, did you hear the end of our last show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, because I'm pretty sure there's one of you talk about something about how semen feels all over your face that I pulled.
Or no, awesome.
How it tastes or something.
How it tastes?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to go back and hear that later.
It's the very last thing right before the closing credits.
Oh, that's genius.
I was hoping you'd hear it, but we don't listen to our own show.
No.
I don't know why anybody else does.
Yeah. All right.
Something for when Mike was telling us about his trip and meeting Ed, he said that, you know, you went to bars and some of them were just all Americans.
It was very touristy.
Trap.
Yeah.
So if people are going to London, what places should we avoid and what places should we go to bar wise?
You should avoid London. That's what you should do.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
London is not the be-all and end-all of Britain. It's where all the tourist shit is crammed together. It's like Vegas. It doesn't give you a sense of what Britain's like at all.
Hmm. All right,
neither
so where
does Vegas give you a sense of what America's like.
I'm sure it does.
It's a fucking tourist trap. It's an amusement park.
There's Paris.
Yeah. It told you what America's like. Paris is there. Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
Pirates.
So, yeah, avoid.
But London, where should people go then? What town?
What's the penultimate?
London is organized to part tourists with their money. Everything's twice as expensive as it is anywhere else. The experience you'll get won't be authentic. You're not going to meet many British people because London is populated by migrants because they get exploited for cheap labor in hotels and bars and taxi drivers and things like that. It's not Britain.
What's the worst place to go? What's the most British place you could go that exemplifies England to the
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Of course you say your hometown.
I know I keep Of course I'm going to say my hometown, but yeah, head north. Go to Birmingham, go to Leeds, go to Manchester, go to, even Liverpool to a certain extent. But just get out of London. You'll see far more of a real flavor of England then.
I say the best place to go for England is Australia, because that's where you see all the douchebags.
That's where we sent our criminals.
Yeah, that's where you see the heart of fucking England.
All right, I think before we wrap up, let's see if we could craft the most British sentence of all time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is something
like
we could say. Even that it could be our one panty dropper line that Americans could use if they're in a bar.
Yep.
Just go up to a drunk chick at the end of the night, throw this line out, and oh my God, you're British, and then they'll fuck you in the bathroom.
Yep. Okay. All right.
What's the most British sentence we could possibly come up with?
Do we put wooden fish in there or no?
No, that's just going to confuse me.
Okay.
But it should
be
confusing.
We need to get some swearing in there because we swear all the time. All
right. Should it start with oi and end with yeah?
Yeah.
Oi, what's all this then, yeah?
Yeah.
Oi, what's all this then, yeah?
What?
What's all this then, yeah?
Is bloody a swear word?
Oi.
Yeah, you say bloody is like fuck, right?
Bloody's like damn. Bloody's a low-level swear word.
Bloody's like damn. Okay. So...
Yeah, it's low-level.
What about cunt? You guys say cunt a lot.
The Hoover bloody.
Oh, yeah. I call my children cunt. It's a term of endearment.
It is? It's an adorable word, if you think about it.
All right, let's string some of these words together.
What a fucking hipster he was with the word
cunt. Oi, cunt, what's all this then, oi?
So what you need to do, a good greeting to start with in Britain is all right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Call everyone mate.
Mate.
All right, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Good day, mate.
I think you're Australian. But
all right, mate. All right, mate.
If you say it in an Australian accent, I think you're Australian.
Yeah.
Wait, they're different.
All right, mate. Meet me at the lift. I'll get my lorry. All right.
All right, mate.
What's that's next? Good. We start with all right, mate.
What's all this then with the bloody fish, right?
Are we trying to chat up a man or a woman?
A woman.
A woman. All right, we'll drop the mate then. So it's going to be all right, darling.
Darling.
Ooh, that's a panty dropper right there. I got moist.
Wait, don't you call them birds?
Yes, you did.
No, birds.
Not to their face.
Dames.
All right, bird.
That's fucking Sinatra.
I don't know.
You refer to them as birds in the third person, not to their face.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So, all right, darling. All right, what about love? All right, love.
Oh, that's bad. Right, that sounds bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Or sweetheart.
All right, love.
All right. We go. Love.
Rob me wooden fish in the loo, eh?
Right.
No, Ace Canada. What the fuck? I blew it. I had her till so A.
I say right, you just love. Go. All right, love. What's all this then? And you just point to your dick, and it's just out. How about that?
It's already out.
Yeah, it's already out, and it's got a British flag painted on the shaft.
Don't refer to it as dick. You've got to call it.
How about a little Union Jack off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Union Jack off. That's what you're going to get a hand
job. Unexpected Union Jack off.
That's what you get.
And you go, oh.
Where do you get a hand?
Right there, to the left.
Right, an unexpected hand job in Britain, you've got to say, blimey.
Blimey! And the knob, that's what it's called, a knob. Thanks, Ed.
Blimey, you've got me knob there, darling.
Yeah, look at me knob.
Knob, darling.
You can also pretend that when you're saying blow me, it also sounds like blimey.
Yeah.
Blow me.
Blow me.
Blimey. No, I said blimey, not blow me.
Below me.
You wouldn't say blow me. That's not.
Take my Yorkshire.
Anyway.
Yeah.
My Yorkshire pudding to over your face.
You'd say something like, all right, sweetheart, get your laughing gear around that.
Get your laughing gear around that. So your laughing gear means your mouth? Why do you have to complicate it? Why can't you just say mouth? You have to call it laughing gear. Hey, get your smelling box over here. Get your looking orbs in your...
Get your lozenge compartment.
Lodgings compartment. It is a, you just press a button in your car and your lodgings compartment comes out.
It's right next to the glovey.
Yeah. The glovey.
Oi, darling, I think I can smell your wooden fish.
It's fucking beautiful.
Graham, say Hermione.
If Ed spells it right, I'll say it right.
Oh.
East Coast, West Coast shit. Oh, I love
shit,
it.
Oh, shit, snap.
It's Hermione.
No!
Hermione.
Hermione.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. Not all British schools are like fucking Hogwarts.
They're not?
No?
No. No. Jip.
Only
more
two?
Like, more like prisons.
Glad you guys graduated.
British schools are fucking horrible. They're not all four-poster beds and dusty corridors and fucking wizards.
Yeah.
All right, Graham. So if we learned anything, what should we take away from this, dude?
Yeah, bro. Let's wrap it up.
Right, I think I just said.
All right, that sounds perfect.
Woman over here.
Wow. Oh, hey. What was that, buddy?
I said, do you feel like you've got enough material now to hit on a girl over here?
Over here? Over there? Maybe.
What can an American say to a British chick over there?
Yeah.
Yet ago. What's the equivalent
again,
of the thing?
The same works
said?
In reverse. You only have to open your mouth and
really?
Nipples fall down. It happened during the war. All your fucking airmen came over here.
Bicuspids.
And we've got
airmen
a population of half Americans.
All right, cool. So we know that then.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
What's the most American sentence you could come up with?
The most American sentence I could come up with?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
All right, there you go.
All right. Perfect.
That wasn't American at all.
Nah, I've got no idea. Sorry.
All right. All right, well.
Just do us one favor. Make sure that you'll still do our artwork, even though we put you through hell right now. Is that cool?
Absolutely. I'll keep doing it forever.
Graham, you are the man, by the way, with that shit, dude. We really appreciate that. I mean, seriously, every week, I can't even begin to thank you, man. It's so fucking awesome, everything you do.
You're very, very welcome.
You the man, dude.
Right on.
Shall I hang around for the Christmas show?
If you'd like to, yeah. That'd be great.
Why not? I'm fucking up now. I'm not getting to bed.
Oh.
And I still have half a beer left, so I'm there.
Perfect.
Half a beer, nice. Graham, thanks so much for taking the time. For Jay.
Oi.
For Mike.
Right.
Lozenge. See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
I think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.